You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Star Wars Episode 7 is in the making, and I guess breaking news today was the new Star Wars actor group that's going to be joining the original Star Wars actors. This is pretty cool. I kind of make fun of Hollywood for rehashing the same old movies, bringing back, Spider-Man, bringing back Superman, etc. But I don't mind when we integrate generations. I think it's a good idea. I mean, still, my kids think the Star Wars movies were absolutely brilliant, and I love how it's incorporating into future generations, and the fact that we still have original actors from the original Star Wars still alive and well and with us, we might as well throw them into the movie, all right? I do understand that this could be very, very vulnerable being a part of Disney, all right? Because the whole George Lucas Star Wars thing, you know, they tried not to make it too Disney-ish, but Disney has been doing a pretty damn good job starting to do movies that don't seem to be very Snow White-y, right? I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean, they did a good job, except I think one of the last ones where they hung a kid. I don't think that was the smartest thing to do because, again, Pirates of the Caribbean is kind of a kid's movie. So it was pretty adult and dark, the last Pirates of the Caribbean. But that could have been the director. Anyway, so Star Wars now is announcing the actors are going to use Max von Sydow. He, I know. I don't know if I recognize the other ones. I'd have to see their pictures. John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, Oscar Isaac, Andy Serkis, Dom Hall Gleason. They're going to join, though, the original stars. We got Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Kenny Baker. Director J.J. Abrams says, "We are so excited to finally share the cast of Star Wars Episode 7. It is both thrilling." No, I wasn't asked. You know, I don't know what character. I could probably play Jabba the Hutt. I know. Thank you. That wasn't very nice. I don't know. I think I could be the sexy Han Solo daughter. That's probably what or granddaughter, maybe. No, daughter. Yeah, because Harrison Ford's like in his 70s. So, yeah, I would have to be his daughter. Yeah. So I could probably do that. You know, I could be the doctor. You know, is there a doctor on Tatooine or anything like that? No, see? Okay, anyway. No, the Death Star was good. I would not be the doctor of the Death Star. Come on. No, the Death Star blew up, right, in Episode 6, which was the third Star Wars movie. Can I just say something? If I do have any criticism about Star Wars, is how they messed us up with the whole Star Wars 3, you know, because when I think of the third Star Wars movie, I think of Princess Leia, you know, and Han Solo kissing, and all those little Ewok thingies. Okay, that's what I think is the third Star Wars movie. But no, the third Star Wars movie is where Anakin turns into... You see how confusing this all is? Okay, but the good thing is we're all going to be on the same page because this is going to be now Episode 7. So it's not a prequel. It's just now Episode 7, so we could all get on the same page. Death Star was, I think, blown up. Now, that doesn't mean all the bad guys are gone. Darth Vader did die, and I know they're not going to bring back Darth Vader because you don't see James Earl Jones in any of this. So there's probably going to be like another bad guy. I don't know who the other bad guy is. For those of you that know the Star Wars movies, you probably know that better than I. Anyway, he says it's both thrilling, J.J. Abrams, and surreal to watch a beloved original cast and these brilliant new performers come together to bring this world to life once again. We start shooting in a couple of weeks, and everyone is doing their best to make the fans proud. It is being directed by J.J. Abrams from a screenplay played by Lawrence Kasdan and Abrams. Kathleen Kennedy, J.J. Abrams, and Brian Burke are producing, and John Williams returns as the composer. So this is pretty cool. So some of you are like, oh, they're all still alive. Well, remember, it was only the 70s and 80s people Okay, I mean, you know, I think luckily, you know, with people taking their statin medication and brushing their teeth and doing what they're supposed to, yes, I think we're doing a really good job keeping the original people alive. It is going to be a little difficult, you know, with the newbies. You know, I mean, I don't really take to newbies really well. Remember Star Trek? Star Trek was really difficult for us to stomach, right? With Star Trek, you're like, okay, wait a second, Captain Kirk and Spock. All right, hold on a second here. Okay, well, we are not going to be. And I gotta tell you, they grew on us. See that, you know, I know you guys think that doing a remake is easy because nobody has to put a lot of thought and they already can take on the momentum, but it could actually hurt because we could go into it with an attitude. I do. If anybody tries to do another Dukes of Hazzard remake, well, they did and that was okay. But, like, if somebody tries to do another MacGyver remake, I am going to have a hell of a time really liking that MacGyver. The only reason why this Man of Steel movie worked is because they had Kevin Costner in it, okay? And usually Kevin Costner definitely does well. They also had Russell Crowe, so they had some real biggies in there. And they made this new Superman guy. He was like a total hunk. The Superman guy was, I guess, the same guy that played the son in Count of Monte Cristo. So anyway, good-looking kid. So that's the only reason why they were able to even make it work, because Christopher Reeves, we all remember there was a new Superman. We're like, we're going to boycott it, right? Because Christopher Reeves was the only Superman. I realize it was the Superman before him in the 50s, but to us, it was Christopher Reeves. No. So, I mean, it is gutsy. It really is gutsy. Now, Princess Leia, will she be in that outfit again? My guess is probably not. Han Solo will still look sexy. I mean, oh my gosh, Harrison Ford is 70 years old and has still got it, doesn't he? Yeah, it probably helps that he's with Ally McBeal, but still, he's got it. Mark Hamill, I haven't seen in 30 years, so I'm a little worried about that one. But then again, maybe Mark Hamill is playing C-3PO. You just don't know. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. All right, apparently high doses of antidepressants are raising suicide risk in teens. So these kids on antidepressants. Remember we talked about antidepressants causing depression? That could be an issue. We're also going to talk about the e-smoking ban that's taking effect now in Chicago and New York. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom working the dials. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, remember, we have an iPhone app, and we have an Android app. Download it anytime you like. And a big thank you to all of those who have been donating to help kids fight blood cancer. I really do appreciate it. We got a link on our website. Please go there whenever you can. Donate whatever you can. $5, $10, $25, $200. Anything you guys could do can really help. This money goes to help kids pay their medical bills through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com so you can check that out and help. This is kind of scary. Speaking of kids, there was a survey being reported by the Washington Post that many parents are willing to leave kids unattended in the car. This is crazy. They say almost 7 in 10 parents surveyed said they had heard such stories where an infant or toddler died because they were left in a hot vehicle. But they were still willing to leave their own children unattended in a car anyway. Particularly dads and parents of children age 3 and under said they had left their kids alone in a parked car. According to a survey of 1,000 parents and caregivers, conducted by Public Opinion Strategies of Washington. Now, I mean, we know leaving a child unattended in a hot vehicle could be really, really tragic. What the hell is going on, and why are these people even admitting it? The survey results were presented in Nashville at the National Lifesavers Conference on Highway Safety Priorities. I guess it gathers more than 2,000 traffic safety advocates and professionals. The survey revealed that 14% of parents say they left their infants, toddlers, or kindergarten-age kids alone in a parked vehicle. For parents of children 3 and under, the percentage increased to 23%. I just can't understand that. 11% of parents say they had forgotten their child in a car. For those with children ages 3 and under, that's nearly 1 in 4. Dads were almost 3 times more likely than moms to leave a child alone in a parked car. And a lot of people didn't realize that the temperature inside the car can raise up to 20 degrees in 10 minutes. And, you know, sometimes people leave their dog in the car and they'll crack open a window. The crack of the window doesn't work. Okay, you could still get heat stroke. Okay, and what was that case where somebody's wife said, oh, you got to drop off the baby to daycare. All right, I'll do it. Just put the baby in the car. So he just drives, he gets in the car and drives, and then just goes to work and completely forgets that baby was supposed to be taken to daycare, and the baby was in the back of the car the whole time. Oh my gosh. Now, is part of the blame, okay, you know, the forgetting part, that the rear facing car seats that these kids have. You know, it's very interesting. I found it very, very frustrating. I understand you have to do rear facing, and I still recommend that all infants are rear facing in their car seats. But I found it very, very difficult that I couldn't watch the kid. I tried to, while driving, I tried to install these mirrors that could let me look at the baby's face while I was driving. I mean, when you have a minivan it is really, really difficult to reach your hand back there. So I had a little sedan car so I could reach over and make sure the kid is breathing and moving. I mean, it was just one of those things where, you know, it's a very, very awkward position to not be with the baby and you're not even watching the baby for a period of time. Yeah, the baby's locked up, but I just found that to be very, very frustrating. But the other thing, too, is sometimes these babies are really quiet. When they fall asleep, they're quiet. And you're not seeing the baby when you're coming out. And when it's rear-facing, you know how you could maybe see somebody sitting in the passenger side? You don't. With the way these car seats are shaved, you could still see the back of the passenger sides and forget to look in that blind spot area where the doors, you know, meet the body of the car. And it's very easy to absolutely miss and not see something. This is some scary stuff, and I think one of the reasons why we see more forgetting is that, you know, when I was growing up, you would be basically crawling in the back seat. There was that movement, so your sixth sense would go. But a child sleeping, you know, in a car seat that you could not really see because it's all tightly into the back of your seat, it's that could be a problem. And maybe we need some sort of a device or something that makes noise, etc. And also, I think we get really, really distracted. We get used to our music, we get used to our routine, and we just don't seem to notice things around us. So that's a biggie. But what about people saying, yeah, I have no problem leaving my kids in the car. I still don't like to leave my kids in the car. My kids are asking. My kids want to ask, Mom, you just go in yourself. I don't want to go. And I'm like, well, no, I don't want to leave you. No. And I have that trouble a lot. They don't want to go shopping with me. So the kids are like, Mom, let me stay. Where I've always lived in bigger cities, so I never trusted leaving my kids. Now, I understand some of you probably live in small towns, so it's really kind of easy and you're a lot more comfortable to just kind of leave the kids and just go about your way and all that. I get that. And, you know, a lot of the neighbors walking by, but it's a different world. You know, I was reading this article where I've talked to you guys about this, where they think they found the missing baby. It turned out they didn't. Of a mom who was in New York during the 40s and 50s, and she had to go into the grocery store. So she had older brother watch baby in a stroller outside on the sidewalk. This is in the middle of New York City. So you would, I guess at the time, because of the storefronts, you would have, you would, I guess, only have enough room to go in, so you would have to leave your babies outside. Well, I guess somebody stole the stroller. So the little three-year-old was standing there going, huh, mom comes out of the grocery store, baby's gone. So you saw that they were doing a search of, somebody who might have miscarried. You know, maybe if somebody miscarried, they would want to steal somebody else's baby, et cetera. And they never found the baby for years. They thought they might have found him, you know, found where he was years later, but no. And it was just a different world back then. You could leave your kids outside, but even then, people could steal your kid. So pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also scary, high doses of antidepressants are linked to suicide behavior in these young adults and teens. Researchers found that young people between the ages of 10 and 24 who started antidepressant therapy at high doses were twice as likely to attempt or think about suicide over the first 90 days of treatment compared to those who started taking antidepressants at the doses recommended by the doctor. This translates into one additional event of suicide behavior for every 150 patients taking these. This is being reported in JAMA. So, you know, Dr. David Brent says, look, there's no evidence that taking a higher dose is beneficial. 18% of the 10 to 24-year-olds in the study were prescribed a higher dose. And we don't know why. You know, if somebody needs to take above and beyond the recommended starting dose, then that's some scary stuff. That means it should be watched. They should be watched a little closer, okay? And that means they've probably had a problem for a while, which is also a concern because somebody that has depression, right, and then they go on medication, okay, the medication doesn't cure you. The medication manages it. So a lot of these people, they already have underlying issues. And the idea of depression is a very frightening one, especially to us parents of 10 to 24-year-olds. They said among young people between ages 10 to 25, suicide is the third leading cause of death, according to the CDC. And there are many more suicide attempts than are actually completed. They say 157,000 kids each year receive medical care for injuries resulting from suicidal behavior. In the study, the researchers also looked at data from 1998 to 2010 at about 163,000 people with depression. Some of them started taking average doses of the antidepressants. Some were on the higher doses. But the ones on the higher dose were more prone to suicide behavior. So it could just be that the body needs things mild. Now, mind you, when it comes to depression, we're already studying magic mushrooms and things like that because we're concerned that if somebody is in acute depression, we need to give them something psychedelic and we need to give them something stat to get them out of that state of mind. But again, if that's the state of mind they're in, they should already be in a facility. If you have a child that is going through suicidal issues, this oral medication at home, that makes me a little nervous. I would be like, have them in some sort of a hospital setting. Many parents ask me, Dahlia, when should I start my child on an antidepressant? I want to tell them never, but I can't because some of these kids really have issues. And it's a shame. It's a shame. I think we're over-medicating kids, but then I also think we're under-diagnosing. You know, many kids with attention deficit maybe don't have attention deficit. Maybe they have depression. Maybe they have anxiety. And here we are, we're putting them on stimulants. And we're like, oh, well, they're getting better grades in school. What we really need is really true good psychiatric care. And we just don't have enough doctors out there. I wish we did. And nurses. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really appreciate it. Remember, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. Please download those. They're free. Why not? All right. And then you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. Okay. We are all trying to increase our metabolism. And it's a very, very frustrating topic for many of us because when we were in our 20s, we could eat anything and we still thought we were fat. Now, all of a sudden, we are just overweight and we can't eat nothing. And it's extremely frustrating. So Fox News here has a list of fat-burning foods to burn weight loss as well as foods to help your metabolism. So I thought I'd kind of review those because why not? Especially since I'm eating right now these Cadbury mini eggs. Apparently Target had a bunch of these Easter candies on sale. And so when I need a little boost of energy, I don't go to energy drinks. Why? Because they're unhealthy, but I go to my chocolate. So yeah, I know. It's like already almost May and I'm eating Cadbury mini eggs. That's okay. That's all right. All right, here we go. Okay, so first and foremost, okay, so they talk about in terms of, you know, quote-unquote fat-burning foods, there's nothing that is fat-burning, okay? However, there are some things that seem to be metabolized better, and if it avoids you from depositing fat, we call it fat burning. So, for example, coconut oil. They say coconut oil now is becoming more and more popular as the new superfood. They think it could also help you lose weight. It's made up of medium-chain fatty acids, which I guess are metabolized differently than the larger-chain fatty acids that are in most fats. Now, the medium-chain fatty acids, if we could kind of review the fatty acids, those are the ones that are usually used first for energy, etc. So they don't seem to be stored as fat. Like I said, you get less fat. Apple cider vinegar. We talked about apple cider vinegar before. It's produced by fermenting apple cider. Apple cider vinegar also has minerals, enzymes, vitamins, amino acids, etc. Now, there was a study from the American Diabetes Foundation found that consuming apple cider vinegar before a high-carb meal increased your insulin sensitivity, reducing insulin spikes that could lead to cravings. I'm going to try that, apple cider vinegar. That just sounds cool. All right, lemons. Now, lemons, here's the acid. This is where people always freak out going, oh, well, I can't have acid, all right, because the acidity, I need to alkalize my body, low acidity. But if you notice, we keep on bringing up fruit, especially fruits with vitamin C, lemons, okay? They say lemons have so much vitamin C, it also, they oxidize 30% more fat during moderate exercise than people that have low vitamin C. So they say maybe start a glass in the day with some lemon water and substitute lemon juice for vinegar on your salads. You know, one thing we used to always eat was Israeli salad. And Israeli salad, all it was tomatoes and cucumbers chopped up, maybe would have some green pepper in it, and you'd squirt lemon on it. And that was Israeli salad, and it was delicious. It was, that's really all you had to do. You didn't have to dip it in ranch, nothing like that. This is why the Mediterranean diet seems to be the best diet. We call it an Israeli salad. Greek salad is very, very similar, except I think they add olive and like feta cheese and things like that. But Israeli salad is just the lettuce, tomato, you know, yeah, kind of simple like that. Okay? All right. They also recommend fruits like oranges and grapefruit, lemons, lime. They say we only need about 60 milligrams a day of vitamin C, but increasing your intake to 500 milligrams thinks you could boost your fat-burning potential by 39%. According to research at Scripps Clinic, they found that participants who ate half a grapefruit with each meal in a 12-week period lost an average of 3.6 pounds. Now, do you guys remember the grapefruit diet? Yeah. I remember my PE teacher, okay, the grapefruit diet was going on in the 80s, and she said, you guys know why the grapefruit diet works, why? Well, because you need to eat acid. Acid helps you lose weight, and here we are 30 years later talking about how citrus fruits with the vitamin C, especially grapefruit, helps you lose weight. Of course, I can't put my patients on grapefruit because we have to be careful of the interactions with medications, especially if you're on cholesterol medications. Wild fatty fish like your salmon, herring, trout, sardines, these can also help you with weight loss because of the omega-3s helping you improve metabolism. And you know, many of you guys know when your metabolism is up. Your metabolism fluctuates because you'll go like on vacation or whatever, you know, and you'll be all excited and you'll be, I don't know, having lime and the coconut. You'll be doing all that kind of stuff. And you're like, you know what? I really didn't gain weight, you know, and I really wasn't that hungry. And I was, you know, I just felt energized. I just felt well, you know, you could have these different changes in your metabolism. Absolutely. All right. Let me see. What else did they talk about? Of course, berries is a biggie. Berries has a lot of fiber. And berries, as long as you don't have, I know, some of you have diverticulosis, I get it, you guys have the pockets in the colon, I get that. But if you don't, we're talking to non-diverticulosis patients here, you can have berries. Berries has a lot of fiber. Just one cup of berries has 8 grams of fiber and only 60 calories. Strawberries, blackberries, blueberries are all good sources of fiber. This is cool stuff. Fiber makes fat and calories from a meal or snack, I guess, less absorbable because they soak it up and remove it from the digestive tract before your body could even absorb the fat. Remember I talked to you guys about maybe using some Metamucil at night before you go to bed? Same thing. Now, high fiber cereals, okay? A lot of us, we can't stand fiber bars, or we can't stand the bran muffin because it feels like a brick. Well, a study published in the Journal of American Dietetic Association found that women who ate cereal were the high-fiber cereal were 30% less likely to be overweight than those who ate other breakfast foods. Remember, high-fiber cereals also make you feel full. Now, this morning, I had that Special K, but it was the Special K with the chocolate pieces. There were dark chocolate pieces. I need to look up the nutritional, but I got to tell you, I mean, it was a way for me to get my Special K in. I don't know if it was a fibery thing, but it was a way for me to get that while looking at, while getting the chocolate taste, because I needed that. But there's some good yummy fiber cereals out there somewhere, right? I don't know, somewhere there's something, you know, tasting that's pretty yummy from a fiber perspective. And then, of course, lean beef, lean meat. For those of us that eat a little bit of lean meat before we go to work, we notice that that seems to do well. It keeps us less hungry, okay? And apparently, lean beef, chicken, and turkey help speed up the metabolism. And they say it burns fat on its own, just because it takes a while to digest that. Since you have to use so much energy to digest that, the lean, okay? Now, some people could say, well, wait a second, isn't it hard to digest fat also? Just go with it. Lean meat is hard to digest, takes longer to digest, so let's just leave it at that. Studies have shown that people who follow a high-protein diet burn twice as many calories after a meal as people who follow a high-carbohydrate diet. High carbohydrates, like your simple sugars, etc., those dissolve pretty easily. But for your meat, you need a lot of churning, right? Big wheel, keep on burning, that kind of stuff. Real, real, you know, churning and burning type of stuff. In addition, eating protein helps to preserve muscle mass during weight loss. And remember, you need muscle to help your metabolism up. They say a 3-ounce serving of a boneless chicken breast, okay? A little boneless chicken, lean turkey breast weighs 120. Well, first of all, 3 ounces. I eat 3 ounces a forkful. Anyway, 3-ounce serving of that weighs less than 120 calories and provides 26 grams of protein. 1 gram of fat, 0 grams of saturated fat. All right. Now, what about garlic? Garlic is great. Garlic is phenomenal. I'm a big fan of garlic. Okay. One is to kind of help season, etc. Two is, you know, we found a lot of things that garlic could help with, you know, from cholesterol to mentation to a variety of things. So I'm a huge fan of garlic. Don't forget, though, to brush your teeth, okay? Because you could be a little stinky when it comes to garlic. You know, guys, you know, what I like about this particular study, you know, because I don't bring up a lot of the nutritional studies, etc., but what I like to bring up is the idea that, you know, there are some things you could maybe do in your natural diet already that could hopefully help things along. Because I was driving to work today, and I realized, yeah, I could probably do the rice cake thing, I could whatever, but what can I do long term? I still like to eat. I still do. You know, I just wish we could figure out why acidic foods are so helpful with weight loss, but there's such a push for people to alkalize. So we gotta figure that out. And I think what it is it's the acidity of the carbohydrates, but not the fruit. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know I need new music. I know. I haven't had time to work on the music. I haven't. I am working on it. I still wasn't able to, you know, figure out the whole Christmas bumpers, Christmas times. You guys got to cut me some slack. It's a lot harder to change the music around all the time, okay? My engineers are busy. I'm busy. So if not, you know what? I'll just sing some bumpers, and you guys will just have to kind of deal with that, right? We will rock you. I can do that. I mean, if you guys really want me to change it up, I could sing rock. I could sing anything. Not on key, but I could sing it still. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say quit calling teens fat or little girls fat if you don't want them to become obese teenager. Okay, now I don't know how many of you guys would call your kids fat, but I grew up in a family where that's exactly what happened, especially with my sister, because she was overweight. I was more skinny. And she did become overweight. She was always called fat, even though she really wasn't a fat kid. But, you know, back then, you know, parents were really, really cautious about kids gaining weight, and so they called it a lot quicker than you would think. But the research, Weight Labeling and Obesity, conducted by psychologists at UCLA, discloses that girls labeled too fat by the age of 10 have higher chances of becoming more obese at the age of 19, following data from 1,200 girls of African-American descent, as well as 1,100 white girls residing in Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., and North California. Of the respondents whose weight and height were measured during the start of the research and also 9 years later, 58% said they were called too fat at 10 years old. That means it's not just that the heavier girls are called too fat and are still heavier years later, it's that the labeling could be causing the increase of people becoming obese. Now, okay, there's a couple ways to look at this. I'll finish with the study. The study, Jeffrey Hunger, co-author of the study, explains that name-calling or labeling may result to certain behaviors, such as people worrying about the discrimination and stigma experienced by overweight people. He adds that the recent study also proves that the anticipation or actual experience of the stigma intensifies the stress and brings about overeating. I want to overeat just reading this article. Providing the data, it was the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and part of the NIH. All right, so, okay, if we are looking at young girls, okay, now, mind you, okay, it really depends on the person. Okay, for me, I was so freaked out as a kid by becoming my sister. My sister's beautiful, amazingly beautiful. My sister was always beautiful, okay? However, she struggled with weight. And so my parents were very vocal about it. Again, I just don't know if it was just that type of ethnicity or if it was just they were jerks. I don't know. But I remember them calling her fat. Now, my sister, because she was the oldest, got the brunt of a lot of the punishments, et cetera, whatever. So when I was growing up, I knew that if I did the opposite of her, I got in trouble less, right? And getting in trouble less was a definite bonus. So I would do the opposite. And I started working out very regularly. I tried to watch what I ate. And I was just more of a skinnier build anyway. She had a different father than I did, so she probably had a lot more of his genetics, even though the women in my family are still bigger women. I mean, we all have size 10 feet. So I wanted to do the exact opposite. Now, for me, hearing the idea of of fat, like I remember my grandmother, you know, she told my mom right in front of me, you know, and even to me, you know, your butt's getting too big. Okay, well, I hated hearing that as a kid, but then, boom, man, did I get my poop together. Okay, I mean, for me, that was the incentive. Well, I was that type of kid. Now, you have other kids where no, that doesn't work. You have other kids where you need to go about it a whole different way. And that's the problem, I think, these days with the way we manage school and teaching, etc., is we treat all kids the same. Not all kids are the same. Yeah, there's similarities, you know, there's outliers of kids, I get that. But you do have different subtypes of personality. So for somebody like my sister, being told you're fat, this hurt her psychologically. This really did. For me, I was able to use whatever insults I got growing up, then I was able to turn around. And remember, I wasn't the tiniest biggest girl. Yes, I was the slimmest in my family. And I was slim, but because I was bigger boned, I always seemed big. My son has that too. My son isn't fat, but he's wider and bigger than the other kids because he's built like a linebacker. So that's something our family always had to deal with. All right. And so based on that study, I would just remind everybody to, use some caution on certain words. Now, on the flip side, what about the wussification of America? The wussification of America is, I think the biggest threat to us, our biggest national security threat, our biggest health threat, etc. We are really wussifying these kids, and we're turning them into a bunch of wussies, okay? And you know the word I really want to use, but I can't because it's inappropriate. All right? So, for example, my kid starts to whine about something. What do I do? Well, let's go get you some ice cream. That'll make everything feel better. We'll get the little chocolate, and we'll get the little, okay, no. Look at how I'm participating in the wussification of America. If he's bummed about something, okay, then I take him for a walk and cheer him up and go, come on, let's go for a walk. Now, I could cheer him up by talking to him. I can. But what's an easier, quicker, thing to do if I'm feeling lazy? Throw some chocolate at him. Well, that's a problem, okay? Which is another problem we have with that article talking about the antidepressants in kids. Okay, that's another issue. You know, I mean, it's a lot easier when you're working two jobs and you're never home. I mean, my days go from 6 to 6 easy, sometimes 6 to 6:30. When am I going to sit home with my kids to do a little counseling session or a one-on-one? You see what I mean? So I totally understand that. Now, what should we tell kids that are overweight? Okay, remember one school wanted to send notes home, so they were doing the let's send notes home thing? Well, okay, notifying the parents is good and it's a start, but then we had a problem of these kids being labeled. And my issue with it is I don't want the school involved. I don't think the school should be involved. I understand one argument is, well, the parents aren't involved, and the parents don't take the kids to the doctor. Well, then if the school wants to get involved, the school asks the parents to take the kid to the doctor. Right now, you need to bring in shot records. It should be a requirement to go into our schools that you be evaluated by a doctor. I think that's fine. I mean, you know, we had a child with tuberculosis in one of the schools out here. And I think, you know, requiring at least one doctor visit a year, because it's not government getting all involved and into your face. It's for the child. So I'm okay with that. Okay. And then this way you don't have the school getting involved with kids' weights and trying to manage BMI and all that. You know, if there's not enough medical providers on site, I really don't like the idea of the school getting too involved in diagnosing and management. That should be the medical provider, the nurse practitioner, the physician assistant's job, and it should be the parents' job. But if the parents aren't doing their job, the schools could always recruit getting the physician involved, okay? They could also do during health and fitness. I told you one thing I want to do with the Las Vegas School District, the Clark County School District, is try to change the way we do our PE or health and fitness to where everybody gets a 15-20 minute workout every day. Every day you have to have your workout, whether it's lifting weights, whether it's walking, whether it's playing badminton or dodgeball, or whether it's doing yoga or aerobics or Pilates or Zumba or whatever. But it has to be a 20-minute exercise. And then you could start your day, okay? You know, it's one of those things where we just don't look at exercise the way we should. But when it comes to kids, we need to be honest with them and tell them they are not of the ideal weight. They need to get their acts together. But we also want to be careful with the whole labeling issue. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.